In honor of our interview coming up, we're hoping for lots of sunshine next weekend for the Two Harbors Winter Frolic. And Aaron Mecklen, the organizer of the event, is with me here in the studio. Thank you, Aaron, for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, Winter Frolic has been going on for a long time. I remember when we first moved here, the Burlington Bay Road was covered with snow, and that was the sledding hill. So obviously the Winter Frolic has morphed many times. Tell us a little bit that you know. You may not know a lot about the history, but what do you know about how long the Winter Frolic's been going on and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess I don't know the exact start date of it, but I do know when my kids were little, they used to have a parade through downtown for Winter Frolic on Thursday, and again, the sledding hill on Burlington Bay.
Yeah, you remember that sledding hill too.
Yeah, I remember over years they started having the tent and music downtown, and then it moved to the curling club, which is kind of when I started getting involved.
Okay.
And now we're back downtown the last couple of years, and it's been going really well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you in advance for the work you do on this. what are going to be, like, for someone who really, maybe someone who is just visiting for the weekend or just passing through, you know, what's the big picture of what is the Winter Frolic?
Yeah, so Winter Frolic is obviously out there to get us to outside and enjoy the winter, just because it's something we have up here and we might as well embrace it. But we also have events that are indoors and outdoors for all ages. So Friday we have outdoor events, indoor events. Saturday, there's indoor and outdoor all day long. So there's something that you can get outside for a little bit, plus warm up at one of our local businesses that are putting on events as well.
Yeah, so tell us where to gather, at what times.
Yeah, so I guess for, you know, family type stuff on Friday, we have bingo at the community center this year, put on by community partners from 4 to 6. And then there's a snowshoe at the Bigfoot Trail at the fairgrounds this year. They brought a new event in. We're excited to have. So if you're doing for the family, otherwise we do have chili cook-off and the curling event on Friday down at the curling club. And sounds like we have 8 restaurants this year, which is a great turnout. So come on down and try out some chili samples.
And that'll be at the curling club.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Wonderful. And then Saturday, everything moves downtown. Is that right?
Yeah, for the most part, everything's downtown on Saturday. We have events in First Avenue. The Moose Lodge has a lot of events going on. We have our carriage rides around town, which, yes, are free. So just hang out by the Moose and Castle Danger corner there, and you can grab a free ride on the carriage ride around town.
Nice.
On Top Hat, so.
Nice. Nice. So a little bit of a historical. I wonder, is that specifically to this area? Do you know if that ever actually happened?
You know, I'm not sure. It was just trying to find some new things and new activities that anyone can enjoy. And they've come the last couple of years and really enjoy hanging out with us for the day. So.
And then there's a lot of live music happening in the downtown buildings. Is that right?
Yeah. We have, I think, most of the restaurants and businesses downtown kind of in on Winter Frolic this year. So Friday and Saturday, between Castle Danger, the Moose, the Legion, Harbor Rail, I think even the Tipsy has some music. So everybody's has something. So there's a wide variety, depending on if you're looking to dance or you're looking just to listen. So
yeah. And then lots of races happening on Main Street. What kind of races are going to be going on?
Yeah, so we did have a little change to races this year. We tried to do them a little earlier last year. It didn't work very well. So we're going back to that noon start time with the firemen as usual for the kids. We'll have some sleds, but otherwise bring your sleds down to pull your siblings or friends in races. And then we're having tug of war by the Edna G. They always donate the prizes for that and the rope. So you can do tug of war with the tug rope. Frozen fish toss again, which essentially is you have a frozen fish and you have a basket that you're catching fish from.
I remember that.
Kind of think of an egg toss, but you're throwing a frozen fish.
And now, wait, last year, or what? One year that was between the Swedes and the Norse, right? Or something like that? Or there were the friends of, I don't know, is it in teams or how does it go?
There's groups of two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the keg relay is back. Castle Danger puts that on for us. That's the only one that has an age restriction on it, so 21 and up. Dash for Cash is our replacement for the Smoosh races for Park State and Harbor Insurance. We're trying to find races that no matter when you show up or if you show up, you can still participate. Yeah. So the Dash for Cash, they'll have the straps, and you essentially will strap your ankles together.
Oh,
so it's still going to be
a three-legged race.
Yeah, but it's going to be teams of four still.
Ooh.
And so you'll be lined up like you were on a Smoosh board, but without 2x4s on your feet.
Okay.
And then our outhouse races are back again with our pre-built outhouses sponsored by the local septic guys. And
okay, now wait, I got to interrupt you. What exactly is an outhouse race?
So the outhouse race is something that's been part of Winter Frolic for many years. They used to have us teams build their own outhouses to certain specs. And there started to be some, you know, questions on the different types of outhouses and things like that. And then also just participation. You know, people had to plan ahead and do this for months beforehand.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, my husband had participated in outhouse races for years. We decided to build basically two exact same outhouses. They're just made out of like a foam board. They have skis on the bottom. So you take two teams of two and you just push the outhouse around down and back again. And so they're identical, so there's no, you know,
yeah,
competition on that front. So it's more just like a pushing running race. So
okay, and are these outhouses, I just have to ask, functional?
No, of course not.
Okay. So did it start with actually using real outhouses? Because I'm thinking people who actually do, you know, deposit outhouses in areas and, you know, outhouse companies, they would have to push these things around. So is that where it started?
It started more of like they were actual outhouses people built, and some would build them with the toilet seat in them and some wouldn't. It just, there was a few rules that they had. I think Dick Bohr, Silver Creek Signworks, when he was in business, is the one that started it. And there's a traveling trophy with it. So, yeah, we're
I love this humor tone. Like, there's something about an outhouse race that you just, it does speak to the humor of our town. That combined with the fish toss, I don't know, it's just, it's a fun time.
Yeah, so the races run from about 2 to almost 3:30. All kind of depends on our participation. And at the same time, we have our beanbag toss going on down the other end of the street, put on by the landing, and that you do have to pre-register for. So make sure you stop by the landing to register for that.
And then what about Saturday evening?
Yeah, so Saturday evening, we do have a fun new thing that's going on this year. We're bringing in fireworks this year. It is going to be a shorter display than what we have on 4th of July, obviously, just because it's cold. But they are coming for a 6 p.m. display on Saturday evening. Same spot that fireworks go off for 4th of July. A little addition is the depot is going to be open late that night. They're
nice
going to be serving cocoa, but you can also stop in and warm up. So, you know, get the seat up along in front of the depot and things like that, and they'll be setting it off down there. Otherwise, like Castle Danger has the Thugs playing that night, so you can go sit out there. They're going to have their heaters going out on the patio, so if you want to sit out there and watch the fireworks as well.
Wow.
So.
And now one last plug. I know that we've talked with senior woodshop member Ray Salica about, you know, they're really working on making themselves known to the public. And I think they, if you bring your wallet to the art center is going to be open. Is that right?
You know, that is something that I just found out about. We weren't aware that they were going to be on there. So they just stopped by and let us know that they were doing some crafts, I think, on Saturday.
Oh, wonderful.
And some other things. But, yeah, it was just kind of a last minute ad. So,
yes.
Obviously, there's more going on down there. And the more we have just gives more variety for our families and people visiting to check it out.
Right. And those are wonderful artists and woodworkers in there. And so I think anything they offer is going to be pretty neat.
Yeah.
All right. One final question, Erin. So the weather obviously plays a role in sort of how it goes and the turnout. And it just seems like winter weather is so unpredictable. Yeah. Can you give any story? Like, what is there going to... I think for a long time they brought in snow for the sliding hill, and I think that's become something that just is almost too hard to anticipate now. Is that right? So no sliding hill?
Yeah, so we always put it on the schedule, and again, it always just depends. Like, say we get this big storm this week, yeah, there's a potential they might put one in, but also the city crew is very busy. Right. With water mains and something like that, especially right. with the cold weather.
Yes.
So they do their best. They for sure will get us snow on First Avenue. A couple weeks ago, I wasn't sure if that was going to happen.
Right.
But we got enough snow, so they'll bring us clean snow from the airport and get that on First Avenue for our races to play in. And then the sledding hill, again, is just something that we hope for, but no, it's just one of those things that we can't control.
Yep.
And the last 2 years have been lacking in snow. Previous years, we've had a ton of snow, but it's been super cold. We always try and make as much going on that it doesn't really matter if
right.
there's snow or not. Obviously, some snow is nice just because it looks a lot nicer and cleaner in town with the snow. And just more of the winter frolic theme. But we will have events going no matter what. So
okay. And then... who puts together this event every year, and are you looking for new members?
Yeah, so Winter Frolic Committee is just kind of an evolving committee, a group of people. We are mainly working at the businesses that are sponsoring events, but we are always welcome to new ideas and new people that are willing to help out put on events. We always get suggestions of events we could do, and honestly, I think of things that we can do too, but there is only so much our committee can do. So, you know, on First Avenue, if you envision some fun thing, I know there's always fun events over at the Superior Frolic that they have, Winterfest.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, you should try the snow bowling or something. But again, we need to have somebody to run those events. The races themselves, we run a lot of those for our sponsors. But everything else is put on by those businesses. They plan everything. All we're simply doing is gathering the information, putting the schedule together, and advertising it. And that's what our sponsors help us do, is get us the money so we can do our TV advertising and our radio advertising, and then also the paper. So
yeah, it's truly a homegrown event. I mean, it really is what the people make it.
Exactly. So, you know, we have a pretty good committee. We've gotten a few new people. A few people leave every year. So again, it's just a matter of if you have an event that you would love to do, you can join our committee. Doesn't mean you have to show up for every meeting or help decide what we advertise on. But you can definitely take that event and run with it, and we'll get the word out and get the people there. So
wonderful. I'm speaking with Erin Mecklen. She is the organizer of the Winter Frolic, head of the committee. Thank you so much, Erin, for all you put into this. And is there anything I forgot to ask you?
I don't think so. But again, you know, I know you say I'm chair. I'm the emailer.
Emailer.
Yeah.
That's the best term.
But I do have some great people on our committee. Amy Carlson from the Legion helps out. Sue Bott from REMAX. Sarah Kuypers, Harbor Insurance. Jessica Altbell. And quite a few others, but Lacey from Castle Danger. So those are some of our main people. The city shows up to our meetings. Dave from the city has been coming, and Jim Gilbert with Waldo Signworks. So I wanted to make sure that everyone knows that there's lots of people on our committee helping us out.
Yep. So. Thank you. All right. Well, thanks so much, Erin, and good luck next weekend. Hope
Thank
the
you.
Weather is as best as it can be.
Thank you.
All right. You take care. That was Erin Mecklen of the Winter Frolic.